The ongoing Supreme Court debate regarding President Trump's use of tariffs has sparked significant discussions about the delegation of monetary policy to the Federal Reserve. According to the New York Sun, the central question arises: can Congress delegate its constitutional power to impose taxes and duties to the executive branch? This issue was highlighted during recent arguments where Chief Justice Roberts noted that while the president has some authority in foreign dealings, the imposition of taxes traditionally falls under Congress's purview. Justice Neil Gorsuch raised critical points about whether Congress could fully delegate its powers, like regulating commerce or declaring war, to the president. The Solicitor General defended Trump's actions by referencing the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which he argued grants the president authority to regulate trade. However, Gorsuch pressed for a constitutional rationale, questioning the limitations of this delegation. Laughter ensued in the courtroom as the general conceded to Gorsuch's point that Trump's legal team had retreated from their broader claims of presidential authority. This debate has revived the non-delegation doctrine, a concept that suggests Congress cannot cede its powers to the executive branch without breaching the Constitution. Justice Samuel Alito even inquired about the implications for future constitutional advocacy, noting the revival of this doctrine could have lasting effects. This conversation on tariffs inevitably leads to the Federal Reserve, as it raises questions about the basis on which Congress delegated its monetary powers to the Fed in 1913. The report suggests that if the Supreme Court rules against Trump's tariffs, it could foreshadow scrutiny of the Federal Reserve's own delegation of authority. As the court weighs these arguments, the banking sector watches closely, as the implications of these decisions will reverberate throughout monetary policy and governance.